You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, not one, but two stories came up that had to do with people being heroic. Either saving somebody's life or...
A pet. The biggie yesterday was a pet. It was this funny story actually rolling around from a Tinder date that, believe it or not, only lasted one date. But it was a woman named Lizzie, and she was out in England, and she was on this first little date with a guy, and they went for a walk. And he had his boxer with him, a dog. And I guess this dog started chasing something and then jumped into a river. Well, instead of Lizzie's date jumping in and saving the dog, he told her to do it. So she jumped in and saved the dog, essentially, while he hollered, quote, useless suggestions to her. Which we thought was kind of funny, but it turns out that she saved the dog, and then the date continued, and then never to be seen again. Lizzie bolted. And then the other one was a big story. This one's been going around for a couple days now, but it's coming from Illinois, where a mom was leaving a grocery store, and I guess the parking lot at this grocery store was really slanted, and she had her kiddo there in the front seat of the grocery cart, and she pulled it up to the car, opened the door, started unloading groceries, and as she's leaning into the car, putting groceries in, the shopping cart starts to roll away with the little kid sitting in the front seat of it.
Yeah, I think what she was actually doing, she was putting another kid into the car.
There you go. And then,
so, that's important.
Yeah.
And you can only handle one kid at a time.
And so the cart, there's a visual, starts rolling away, and of course... The parking lot is slanted towards a major street, of course, and one of the store employees, this dude named Ben, came bolting out when he saw the cart going, and he grabbed the cart right before it got to the street.
Yeah, he was sprinting across the parking lot.
Huffing it, and he saved this little kid from rolling into the street. And everyone's like, this dude's a hero!
So, of course, Jeremy and I were talking about it yesterday, and we realized neither of us in our lives... have ever done anything like that.
I don't have one heroic moment.
I don't
have my go-to heroic brag that I can impress somebody at a bar with.
Right.
And that's sad.
I don't have one
Isn't
either.
Isn't it? Like, I've never given anybody the Heimlich. There's never been a choking situation.
I was at dinner. There were four of us at dinner. One person across the table started choking. The other person got up facing us. It was, like a double date. Did the Heimlich, and then everybody sat back down, and I was like, you just saved her life in front of us,
really...
in front of everybody in the restaurant, and they just brushed it off like it was no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Can we get more bread?
I think that was a problem in the room.
I'm not really sure I would know how to do the Heimlich.
Same.
If it came to, it doesn't look that difficult.
I mean, I know
difficult.
They say right under the sternum.
Right
or
there,
whatever.
And then you make that funny thing with your thumb that you're supposed to like lock it in there and then give them a good, I probably could do it, probably snap somebody's ribs or something, but at least you would save them. But yeah, we've never had a moment like that. I mean, we all get the AED training here at work, the automatic external defibrillator, and it's hanging there in the kitchen. And from time to time, I'll walk by and just kind of look at it and just... kind of whisper to myself, one of these days, I'm going to use this on somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save them. I know where the razor is in the pack so I can shave, where I need to and put those little pads on. And
wow, you're prepared.
I watched the tutorial video a couple times, Tom. I'm
now,
ready.
There is that thing where we may have saved somebody's life and never known it. Mm. For instance, like if you've ever been driving somewhere and you're about to pull out and then just out of the corner of your eye, you see somebody who has ignored the red light or the stop sign and you see them barreling through and you slam on your brake, right? You could have been killed yourself, but you also could have killed them and you kind of saved their life.
Kind of, in a way.
I don't think that counts. I'm talking about...
There could have been something we said on the air, though, that essentially, like, if somebody was in a bad place, let's just say, and then they flipped on the radio and they heard us talking about something funny, or they played we played a very powerful Adele song, and it made them change their mind for some reason.
Uh-huh.
There could be that situation, too. You hear about that kind of stuff, where somebody flips on the radio and they hear a song that brings them back to high school, and they're like, oh my gosh... What am I doing? Why am I down and out? And it changes their life.
Natalie, what did you do?
Yes. So pretty much I saved my daughter's life twice from drowning in the pool. First, she was 2 years old, and me and her dad were just chit-chatting on the other side of the pool. She ran to the side of the pool and just literally was drowning until I saw her, and I...
How did this happen twice?
Ran over there.
How has this happened twice?
I mean, put water wings on her the second time, right? Don't you? I mean...
And then the second time, we were in Vegas in a pool, and we just saw her drowning, and nobody did anything. I literally yelled.
Please don't take your children to the pool anymore.
Yeah, don't.
Please don't.
We got her. Congratulations.
And then there was this third time.
She saved her from drowning twice.
Two-time champion.
All right.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you for that call. Marley, what do you got for us?
So I was in Barcelona 2 years ago with my fiance's family, and we were walking around this area called Las Ramblas, which is like a big market.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we look over, and I was a lifeguard for like 8 years, and I see this kid choking. They don't speak any sort of English, and he is like purple. So I just automatically, like, I blacked out, ran over there, started giving him the Heimlich, was like slapping him on the back. And eventually he was okay, and they started chanting, USA, USA.
Hey, look at you. And you're like, I'm a hero.
Wow. Yeah, so now we have a joke in the family. Anytime that the story comes up, you have to drink. So.
I just have quickly, because we got to run and take our calls. I'm going to tell you, I'm reading this book series right now that's set in Barcelona, and they talk about the Ramblas.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and so when you said that, I'm reading that right now, and I'm like, dang, I want to go so bad. Was it wonderful?
It was absolutely amazing. It was my first time traveling internationally. It was
I got to go. You've inspired me. Marley, have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
She's a hero.
That's pretty cool. They turn it into a drinking game.
That's right.
Brittany, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How are you a hero?
I was with my mom doing a bus route one afternoon, and went in to drop off the lab specimens to be shipped off. Ended up running to a friend from school and talked to her for a minute, asked her what she was doing at the bus station. Come to find out, she had met a guy online that she had stolen her parents' credit cards, and she was going to run away with him. So when I got back in the car, I called her parents and let them know, and they ended up going to pick her up and saving her. So
you probably saved her life.
Wow.
You're a hero, Brittany.
That's pretty powerful, Brittany.
That one's intense.
Man.
How
old were you when you did that?
I was probably 12 or 13.
No
My
way.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Especially all the creepos out there.
No kidding.
Yeah. Good job,
hey,
Brittany.
Listen, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Ella, good morning. Welcome.
Yes, hi. I was visiting relatives up in Canada, and I just got back from a grocery run, and I'm unloading the car, and my niece comes out, and she's doing a cartwheel on the grass. And I looked at her, and I thought, oh, my gosh, she's choking. So I run over to her, and I give her the Heimlich. And my mother's there, my two kids, my brother's kids, his wife, him, and they're all just standing there watching me. And my sister-in-law was screaming, apparently, and everyone's like, how can you do this? She was screaming her head off. And I'm like, I just zoned. And I just managed to get the candy out of her mouth.
Mm.
And my brother just looked at me and he goes, damn, girl.
That is a damn girl moment.
You're a hero. Yeah. Ella,
thank you
for that.
Don't do cartwheels with hard candy, Dom.
Never do a cartwheel with candy in your mouth.
Hard candy freaks me out.
Haley, good morning. Quickly, how did you save someone? How are you a hero?
So when I was in high school, we were setting up for an after-school program. And one of my classmates that I was setting up with, he had fallen to the ground and started having a seizure. And I flipped him onto his side. And after about a minute or two of seizing, he actually... like full coded, and he stopped breathing, and I performed CPR and kept him alive until the ambulance got there.
Haley's a hero.
You're totally
a hero.
I hope they put a plaque up in the school with your name right
there. You know what? I hope they would. And the funny thing was, I had just learned CPR that day, and I was like, right time, right place, I guess.
That day?
Yeah.
Did you ever meet that person after you saved their life and they got, did you?
Yeah, I saw him on Monday in class.
Did he thank you?
Oh, yeah, he
Good.
That's pretty cool. That Haley, cool. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate you being on the show. There was some story just the other day that was just like that. It was somebody who had just learned CPR. I think they said the day before. They had just been in the CPR class the day before, and the next day they used it.
Like, what are the odds?
Man, oh, man. Christian, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, gentlemen.
So quickly, how are you a hero?
My wife and I found a woman falling asleep driving on I-25. We tailed her for 30 miles, keeping other cars at bay until police could finally pull her over.
Well, she went for 30 miles. She doesn't sound that sleepy.
She was weaving in the lanes, wiping people out. Yeah, it was pretty scary.
That's a weird story.
That is a weird story.
Christian, thanks for calling
us.
Thank you for being on the show. Hello, Manny. Welcome. How are you a hero?
Oh, I gave the Heimlich a couple of times, and another time I gave somebody mouth-to-mouth at a bar mitzvah, which was funny because the room was full of doctors.
Manny's like, back up, I've got this.
Hold my beer. Manny, that's excellent.
Manny.
We're going to try to sneak in two more, Beth and Crystal. Beth, what do you got for us?
Hi, good morning. So a few years ago, I was driving up Colorado Boulevard and stopped at a stoplight, and I noticed this little toddler, it couldn't have been more than 2 years old, just standing on the corner all by himself. I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. So I pulled over, stood there with him. I was getting ready to call the police, and then I hear this blood-curdling scream. This woman came running out of this apartment. While she was in the shower, he had managed to unlock the door and had toddled out and went down the road. And we're talking like Colorado.
It's Colorado. We work on Colorado Boulevard. That is a busy street.
Dang.
Yeah.
You're a hero, Beth. So, thanks for being
on the
show.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. My brother had a story similar. He was driving through a neighborhood and saw a toddler, just a diaper, no pants, no shirt, no, just a diaper, was walking down the middle of the road.
Oh, my gosh. How scary.
And so my brother pulled over and picked him up and started going door to door.
Is this your toddler?
And then finally somebody said, no, that kid lives about a block away.
Gosh.
So they took my brother and the toddler a block away. This toddler had just been walking down the middle of the road.
Lock your doors.
Crystal, you get the last word. How were you heroic?
My story is similar to the lady a little bit ago. When I was 13, I learned CPR. And 3 weeks later, my mom and I were driving, and a guy rolled his car. And I pulled him out and actually had to give him mouth-to-nose CPR. And saved his life, sat there, obviously, till the ambulance got there. And I got a little plaque from it from my hometown.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
And you said you were 13?
I was 13, yep. Learned CPR because my mom had just had a heart attack about a month before. She made me learn CPR.
Yep.
I got to know, what's the small town?
Okeechobee, Florida.
Say it for me again because I just want to hear that word again.
Okeechobee, Florida.
Okeechobee, Florida.
That's
never heard of it.
It's a big lake you can look at the map. It's a huge lake down towards the central South Florida.
All right.
Crystal,
thank
you're
you.
A hero. Thanks for being on the show.